We thank God once again that God saw fit to allow us to come back upon this afternoon to study another portion of His holy and divine Word. And hopefully something will be said from the Word of God this afternoon that will be helpful to each and every one of us, that will just cause us to think as we journey through this life. You know, the Bible teaches us in the book of Romans chapter 3 and verse 3. It says, what if some do not believe the faith of God? Shall their unbelief make the faith of God without void? The Bible says, nay, let God be true and every man a liar. So anytime someone says something differently than what is written in God's word, they are lying. God's word is true. In the old book of Jeremiah, chapter 10 and verse 23, Jeremiah said, O Lord, I know that it's not in man that walketh that can direct his steps. Isn't that something? For it's not in man that walketh that can direct his steps. And so we need guidance. And God has given it to us and His Word. We need God's Word to guide us through this life. And we thank God for His Word that He has given us. I just have a short passage of Scripture I'd like to share with this afternoon. My subject is The Kingdom is Here. Is the subject. And it's a very short lesson. The Kingdom is Here. And what I'm talking about is we find this in the book of Matthew chapter 6. In verse 33, notice what the Bible teaches here. Jesus says, he said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So he tells us that we have to seek the kingdom first, and all the things that will be added unto us. And so Jesus made the promise, but we have to seek it. It's very interesting, too, is that when you talk to people about the Word of God that haven't obeyed the gospel, and we find it sometimes frustrating that we can look at the same scriptures, read the same thing, but they do not understand it. Sort of frustrating sometimes when we are sharing the Word of God and someone say, well, you know, I just don't see it that way. I can't see it. They really can't see it. Because notice what the Bible says in the book of John chapter 3 in verse 3. Verse 1. The book of John chapter 3 in verse 1. I'll read down through 3. St. John chapter 3 and verse 1 through 3. The Bible says, and there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God. For no man can do these things or do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. And the Bible says in verse 3, Jesus answered and said unto him, he said, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And I just drop down to verse 5 as well. And Nicodemus said unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Verse 5, the Bible says that Jesus answered, said, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. And so we see that this kingdom that Jesus was speaking of have to be sought. And we all sought this kingdom. We all were seeking to know what the truth really was, and God has blessed us. As Brother Dan brought it out in the lesson this morning, God has truly blessed us with his word. We have his truth. But the Bible teaches us also in the book of Matthew. I want to turn back to the book of Matthew, and we stay with this passage of scripture for a while. Let's go to the book of Matthew, chapter 7. I want to look at something here. The book of Matthew, chapter 7, and verse 24. Jesus has already told us that we have to seek this kingdom. And my subject is the kingdom is here. The kingdom is here. We are in God's kingdom today. It's here. But when Jesus was speaking, the kingdom had not come, but it was near. But it had not come. It was near. And notice what the Bible teaches in the book of Matthew, chapter 7 and verse 24. It says, therefore, whosoever heareth these saying of mine and doeth them, I will liken to him a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the flood came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these saying of mine, and doeth them not, shall be like unto a foolish man, who built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the flood came, and the winds blew, and beat up on that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. Notice in verse 28, saying, it came to pass when Jesus had ended these sayings, that people were astonished at his doctrine. The Bible says, for he taught them as one having authority, and not as the scribes. And so as we see that as the kingdom was nearing, Jesus was speaking to people. And they began to realize that he spoke not as a man with human doubts and limitations, but as one who was omnipotent, but one as who had great authority, because he came from God and not from dust. He spoke as one that was divine. As the kingdom was nearing, these are the things that people were beginning to realize about the kingdom of God. Jesus told them that it was near. The messianic kingdom that we are living in today, as Jesus was going about through the land teaching, that the kingdom was near. I want us just to look at another passage of scripture here. While we're in Matthew, I want us to look at the book of Matthew, chapter 8. In the book of Matthew, chapter 8, notice what the Bible says in Matthew 8, in verses 1 through 4. Say, when he was come down from the mountain, great multitude followed him. And behold, there came a leper and worshiped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, can thou make me whole? And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And the Bible says, and immediately his leprosy was cleansed. Jesus began to show his calling card, that the kingdom was near. And you notice something about this man. The Bible says Jesus just touched him, and his leprosy was cleansed. That was Jesus' calling card, that the kingdom was near. You know, and when we really study about people with leprosy, if you go to the book of Leviticus, you will find, and I won't read that for the sake of time tonight, but sometime read Leviticus chapter 13 and 14, and you will see that this was a long process in defining a person that had leprosy, and the thing that the priest had to do in order to try to cleanse this person of leprosy. If they had it real bad, it was beyond healing. But this was a long process. It took weeks. They would actually withdraw people from the population, and they had to stay in a holding place for 7 days at a time. And the priest would go back and take a look and see had those spots spread. Then they would go back and define what degree it was. It was a long process that people had to go through that had leprosy. And the Bible says that the only thing that Jesus did was just touch the person, and that person was cleansed of leprosy. And you and I now are in the kingdom. The kingdom that Jesus was talking about that was nearing. We're in the kingdom, and we thank God for it. I want us to look at the book of Matthew while we're here. Matthew chapter 8. Go back to Matthew chapter 8 and verse 5. Notice something here. Matthew 8 and 5. The Bible says, "And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion seeking him, and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And the Bible says, and Jesus said unto him, I will, come and heal him. And the centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. In verse 9, the Bible says, For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this man, Go, and he goeth. And to another, Come, and he cometh. And to my servant, Do this, and he does it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled, and said unto them, Follow. Verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. This man exhibit some faith to Jesus that even people of his own race didn't have. He had faith in Jesus Christ that he would heal this person of palsy. That's faith. And that's something the Bible tells us that we as Christians, we must have. It's faith. If we want God to work in our lives and continue to work in our family, we must exhibit our faith, our Christian faith. As Brother Dennis prayed in his prayer this afternoon, Lord, increase our faith. Because if we have doubt, then why even pray? If we have doubt. We have doubt that God is not going to answer our prayers, then why pray? We must have faith when we pray to God that he will answer our prayers. And that's one thing that we have that Jesus talked about in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33. He says, Seek ye the kingdom of God first and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto us. The thing that we worry about, we really don't even have to worry. We just have faith that God will take care of us. And he's a just God to do so. But I just wanted to show us this afternoon in the scripture. I remember one Lord's Day, Brother Dennis was preaching, and he made mention of the person that was blind. And when Jesus healed that person, he was made whole right then. You think about that. You know, this wasn't a process that this person had to go through. You know, there was no rehabilitation after being healed from this blindness, but he was made whole right then. And so it is with the leper. He was made whole when Jesus touched him. The Bible tells us also in this book of Matthew, I want us just to show that in Matthew chapter 14, I mean 8 and 14, notice what the Bible says. And when Jesus was coming to Peter's house, he saw his wife, mother laid and sick of a fever. And he touched her hand and her fever left her. She arose and ministered unto him. And the Bible says that only thing that Jesus had to do was just touch her. And the fever was gone. She was lying in her bed sick when Jesus got there. But he touched her. And the fever left. And so we see, we just have to have faith. As we find this in the book of Mark. I want to go to the book of Mark right quick and we come back to Matthew. The book of Mark chapter 6. And verse 4. Notice what the apostles asked of Jesus. The book of Mark chapter 6 and verse 4. In the book of Mark chapter 6 and verse 4, the Bible says, But Jesus said unto them, A prophet is not without honor, but in his own country and among all his own kin and in his own house. And he said, There be no mighty work save that he laid his hand upon a few sick folk and they and healed them. And he marveled because of their unbelief. And he went about the village teaching. You know, one of the things that Jesus marveled about over in the book of Matthew was this man's faith. And he also marveled again about the unbelief. And so you see that unbelief can hinder our prayers. It can hinder God's work in us if we don't have faith. The Bible says that we walk by faith and not by sight. Notice, I want to go back to the book of Matthew chapter 8 once again. Matthew chapter 8, and let us look at verse 27. The Bible says, What manner of man was this? The people really didn't begin to understand the power that Jesus was exhibiting during these times. In the book of Matthew chapter 8, notice Matthew 8 and verse 27. So, but the men marveled, saying, What manner of man is this, that even the winds and the sea obey him? Now, Jesus had just cleansed lepers, people with different diseases. And the people said, What manner of man is this? Not only do the demons obey him, and he's able to cleanse people just by touching them and speaking his word, but even the winds and the sea obey him. What manner of man is this? Jesus was issuing his calling card that the kingdom was near. I want to look at the book of Matthew while we're here. 9 and verse 1 through 7. Look at a few passages of scripture here. The Bible says in Matthew 9, verse 1, So he entered into a ship and passed over and came into his own city. And behold, they brought to him a sick man of palsy lying on a bed. And Jesus, seeing their faith, said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, be of good cheer, thy sins be forgiven. And behold, certain of the scribes said within themselves, This man blasphemeth. And Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, Wherefore think ye evil in your own hearts? in your hearts. For whether it is easier to say, thou sins be forgiven thee, or to say, arise and walk. But when ye may know that the Son of Man have power on earth to forgive sins, then said he of the sick of palsy, arise, take up thy bed, and go unto thine house. You see, Jesus healed that man that was brought there, that was lying in his bed. He just spoke the word. He told him, rise, get up, and walk. And oh, by the way, take your bed with you. You see, this is the power that Jesus was exhibiting about the kingdom that you and I are in right now, the kingdom that was nearing. And you know, when we see people today, and I'm quite sure that we all have seen this on television, they are trying to say that they're ridden people of evil spirits, of demonic spirits. And they have this little bottle that they say is holy water, and they're throwing water at people, saying, come out. Have you seen that in the Bible? Have we missed something? What changed? Did God's word change? Said this is the way that you rid people of evil, demons? Jesus just spoke the word. I have not seen that in the Bible, where someone just could take a bowl of water and label it as holy water and just throw it at people. That's something that man has started. Jesus just spoke the word, and it happened. Let me show you something else in the Bible while we're in the book of Matthew, chapter 9. I want to look at verse 27. In verse 27, the Bible says, and when Jesus departed thence, two blind men followed him, crying and saying, thou son of David, have mercy on us. And when he was come into the house, the blind men came to him. And Jesus said unto them, believe ye that I am able to do this? And they said unto him, yea, Lord. And then touched he their eyes, saying, according to your faith, be it unto you. And the Bible says, and their eyes were opened, and Jesus straightly charged them, saying, see that no man know it. So when Jesus was going around healing people of different diseases and doing all these miracles, he would always tell people, now don't go tell this. He will do things. He will heal the blind. He said, don't go tell people this. He would cleanse people of leprosy and says, don't go tell this. This is not what I want you to tell. He would raise the dead and said, don't go tell this. That's not what I want you to tell. I want us to notice something here. And we just share at the closing of the lesson what the Lord wants us to tell. Notice something that Jesus says, see that no man knoweth it. In other words, don't tell it. Verse 31, the Bible says that, but they, when they were departed, spread abroad his fame in all that country. As they went out, behold, they brought to him a dumb man possessed with a devil. And when the devil was cast out, the dumb spake, and the multitude marveled, saying, it was never so seen in Israel. And they were right. This had never been seen before. All the miracles that Jesus was performing as he was teaching that the kingdom was near. They had never seen that before in Israel. They were right about that. But Jesus was telling them, don't tell. But brothers and sisters, there is something that Jesus wants us to tell. And that is the gospel. The death, the burial, and the resurrection, which is the gospel. The good news. That's what he wants us all to tell. Go tell that. Tell that to every man. The gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That so men can be saved. Those that seek it and that want to be saved. I'd just like to leave us with this poem. It says, on what are you building, my brother and my sister? Your hopes of an eternal home? Is it loose, shifting sand, or the firm, solid rock? Are you trusting for the ages to come? Hearing and doing, we build on the rock. Hearing alone, we build on the sand. Both will be tried by the storms and the flood and the fire. Only the rock trail will stand. Hopefully something from this lesson this afternoon will be helpful to us as we journey through this life. I know that we all here are Christians, but the Bible tells us that the Paul teaches us that he reminds us of the things that we already know. And this beautiful plan that God gave us, the plan of salvation, which is to hear his word. Not only just to hear it, but also to believe it. And not only to believe it, but when we hear and believe and we realize that we have been wrong, we are to repent of the things that we have heard that are wrong. And after repentance, we must make the good confession. And the good confession that I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. That's the good confession. And after making the good confession, the Bible teaches us we must be buried in the watery grave of baptism for the forgiveness of our sins. And we have to know why we are baptized. Baptism is to wash away our sins. Then after we're baptized and we start our journey to heaven, and when we fall and make mistakes, we're to repent of those, make the confession. And if we have shamed the body of Christ, we're to ask the prayers of the righteous that we might be restored back into the fellowship. And while we stand this afternoon and sing the chosen song, if we're subject to the gospel in any manner, we may make the good confession.